Welcome to the Reading for Success podcast, brought to you by the Success League. This podcast focuses on books, articles, and other resources for customer success, provides an overview of each, and gives you an honest assessment of whether or not it's worth your time. Welcome to the podcast. Hi, my name is Kristen Hare, and I'm the host of Reading for Success. I'm also the CEO of the Success League, a boutique customer success consulting and training firm based in San Francisco. Today, I'm wrapping up my review of The Effortless Experience by Matthew Dixon, Nick Toman, and Rick DeLisi with chapters 7 and 8. So let's get right to it. What is this section about? So chapter 7 is called Making Low Effort Stick and covers how to build a solid change story, coach your team, and set up processes that make it more likely that they will succeed in lowering customer effort. Chapter 8 is short and sweet, and it's called Effort Beyond the Contact Center. It talks about other scenarios where you can apply the concepts of reducing customer effort. So what were my takeaways today? Really, pages 174 through 177 cover a way to talk about the need to shift to a low customer effort model so that it resonates with your frontline team members. And I think this is a great example. And the authors include it with the idea that it can be tailored to almost any specific company and situation. I think this is an awesome resource if you're considering taking on this kind of change effort, but also I think the format would work for other types of change you might want to make as well. So I think that's really worth reading. There is a nice section in Chapter 7 that talks about the difference between training and coaching. And in their study, the authors found that coaching is substantially more powerful than training in terms of driving long-term change. And you might be thinking, Kristen, why are you talking about this? You own a training company. And I have to say, I completely agree with the authors. Our customers who get the most out of our training have managers who are very involved in the process and continue the learning outside of the classroom through exercises, role-playing, and coaching their teams. You cannot send your team to training and expect them to come out of the other side changed. You must invest in coaching to go along with the training so that the learning sticks for the long term. Toward the end of Chapter 7, in the section called Make It Real, Real Quick, the authors provide simple exercises that you can use to drive home the idea of low customer effort with a frontline team. While these exercises are designed for call center teams, you could easily modify them for customer support or customer success groups. I love practical ideas that encourage learning, so I found this section really, really appealing. As I mentioned, Chapter 8 is short, but there is a section called Customer Effort in Product Design that is very relevant for customer success groups as they think about how they can encourage their product teams to design with the customer in mind. I think often CS teams are the ones taking feedback from customers and turning them into enhancement requests. And by considering some of the examples in this section, I think CS leaders could add a few questions to the data gathering process that would help customers get a lower effort product experience. So, is this last bit of the book worth reading? These two chapters are a really nice wrap-up to the book. CS leaders would benefit from Chapter 7. Not just for the content itself, but as a framework for how to drive change in a broader sense. CS operations professionals should definitely read the section in Chapter 7 on coaching versus training, especially if they're in charge of enablement. And I think that CSMs can skip Chapter 7 since it really is geared toward managers. Chapter 8 is short, and I found it interesting, but you could skim it first and then just read the sections that apply to your business. Overall, I have to say I loved this book. The idea is relevant to customer success. It is backed up with a lot of solid research, and it's very practical. In fact, it is joining my favorite business books as part of the Success League's recommended reading list. I'm also excited to announce today that along with this episode, we're releasing an interview with Rick DeLisi, who talks about the origins of this book, who he wrote it for, and his favorite parts of the book, too. I had a lot of fun talking with Rick, so I hope you'll check that out. If you're a regular listener, please take a couple of minutes to subscribe, share Reading for Success with other customer success professionals, and rate the podcast. If you have questions or ideas, I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at kristen@thesuccessleague.io. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join Reading for Success next time.